WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie. This is Christopher Daniels. And what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are too.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm going to break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a quick second and a Prime Gaming sub, well, you can use that here for free. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free for 30 days with Prime Gaming. It really is that simple. You can also follow the channel, or if you just want to hang out and chat, that's fine too. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. You tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. You can go to wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com, or twitch.tv/WTRLive and interact with us tonight, because we're bringing back something tonight, chat.
It's back. It's making its yearly appearance.
The question of the night is back.
We're going OG. OG show. Question of the night. Because you know...
Reasons.
We don't have 47 kinds of WrestleMania to talk this week. Yay!
Yay! So, chat, the question is, this Sunday, AEW World Champion Kenny Omega battles Impact World Champion Rich Swann in a title versus title match. Why does this feel like a big deal? We'll talk about it in the final segment of the show.
But we have news, we have notes, we have NXT, we have all kinds of stuff tonight on the show. And we're going to have to see on Fortnite with friends to see how we feel, because we're still a little worn out from wrestling. And also, guys, I'm getting my second shot tomorrow, so I have to make sure I'm nice and rested and get my beauty sleep tonight. So that way, you know, when they jab me.
When she gets more 5G, she'll be...
Yeah, when I get that final Microsoft shot, it'll be great.
Maybe then, if you get the final Microsoft shot, your computer will allow you to open files.
That could be it. Skype is denying because I don't have the right chip.
That. There we go. We figured it
out. Got it. But anyway, we should probably get in the news because there's a lot of news. ish that we need to talk about, because, you know, this is the first time we've done news since Mania.
Aside from
last week doesn't count.
I mean, last week does count.
Like news, not like people getting fired news.
Well, that is news. That's bigger than the news we have for you, presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We did news on the TakeOver show, right? Yeah.
Think so. I don't know. I don't remember.
So it's been 3 weeks since we've had a news segment. Yeah,
it's been a blur.
We did news on the TakeOver show because we had a stall for an intern.
That's right. We had to wait for Brent. Right. Got it. All right.
And
so
and that was the preview show. So 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
You.
We had to stall for you, Brent. Anyway, let's get into the news brought to you by our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. And we have to start with the biggest story of the week. Hearts are crushed everywhere because they were so counting on her coming back at Mania and SummerSlam. But alas, she cannot, because Ronda Rousey, y'all, is officially pregnant. Actually, she was technically officially pregnant 4 months ago. But she has made it internet official. She and her husband released a very cute video announcing that they are pregnant with their first child. And she's due in September. So congratulations to her and him. Yes. I know they're very excited.
It's her first child. His third, maybe? I think he has a couple from his previous marriage.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. But it is definitely her first child.
Yeah. They've been trying for...
a year.
2 years. She left at WrestleMania 35 to get knocked up and took her.
That is some work, y'all.
They put in the time. They went in there and they just.
Bang, bang.
I said a bang.
For 2 years.
For two long years. They just sort of pounded away over and over again just to put one in there.
I have to wonder if she had him on a schedule, you know, that whole ovulation schedule. Probably. I need you on these days, at these times, and you will do your duty. Ma'am, yes ma'am.
We gotta be facing this direction. You can't do this, you have to do it exactly like that.
I mean, we don't mean to make light of it, but that could have been it. But anyway, so yes, congratulations to them. I hope everything goes smoothly. She looks very happy. She has that mom glow going on.
It's something she's really wanted, so very happy for her.
Yes, extremely happy for her. In other news, not related to baby making, we've had some updates on the announced team, especially with the departure of Samoa Joe, which is still stupid AF, but here we are. Pat McAfee has joined the SmackDown announced team. He's brought in by Michael Cole, and so far so good with him.
He thought he stunk. I thought he was great. Which means if he thought he stunk, and I mean, there's probably little things he can probably improve, like him wanting to stand all the time, but he's very energetic when he calls commentary, so.
You know what? Honestly, get him one of those little Very Desk things. Get him, like, a standing desk. I'm serious! Like, if he wants to call commentary standing, let the man call commentary standing. I can completely understand that. Some people are just energetic, and they just really want to, you know, just move around and have that energy, so... yeah, get that man a standing desk.
But could you put people through the standing desk?
Well, you just put it off the side, you know, like the coal mine.
Do we build him his own little box, too, or just have him... where does he not need that protection?
I don't think he needs that protection.
I mean, he'll eventually piss off people enough where he probably will need that protection.
But based on what he can do in the ring, I think he's fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He's not Michael Cole.
Oh, God. Imagine Pat McAfee versus Michael Cole at WrestleMania. Make it happen!
No, do not want, no!
Make it happen.
Don't make it happen. Please don't make it happen. So, moving on from that, WWE has a few documentaries coming up. This is not necessarily exciting news, but it's cool news. First one is WWE Untold, Two Dudes with Attitudes, premieres on my birthday, actually. Sunday, May 2nd on Peacock. So, you know, if y'all want to get me Bray Wyatt for my birthday, it's next week. Hint, hint.
So, yeah, the Two Dudes with Attitude, Shawn Michaels and Diesel, the story of them. I'm looking forward to that one because I remember all that stuff when just getting into wrestling back in 94, 95. And, yep, Two Dudes with Attitude is going to be fun to watch.
And then the one I'm excited about is actually this Sunday. It is WWE 24, The Miz. And it will be on the network.
And,
Peacock.
Yeah, I just grabbed that what the headline said.
But yeah, it's coming to Peacock and the WWE Network if you are international and you still have the network. I'm looking forward to this because apparently it gives a really in-depth look at Michael Mizanin.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it. It was really cool.
And he said that he put out on Instagram that, you know, it's a very... He doesn't really let people see who he really is. Because, I mean, we watch Miz and Mrs. By the way, you can check out the Rec Extra Reviews, Miz and Mrs. Edition. It comes out every Monday.
RecRadioShow.com.
Ding. Cheap plug. But we watch Miz and Mrs., but even that is him putting on a bit of a pretense for the cameras. Like, he doesn't necessarily let people see who he really is, because obviously he wants to keep that part of himself private. So this is actually the first real chance we will get to see Michael Mizanin versus The Miz.
And going back really quick. Yes, Brent. I am a Shawn Michaels mark. Nice to meet you.
He's very much a Shawn Michaels. Very much a Shawn Michaels.
Very, very much so. I do not deny it.
So, but that's exciting. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be something to watch this weekend.
Yeah.
WWE had their conference call today, and they did announce that they have an anime deal with Crunchyroll. So that's cool.
Yeah, they announced today. It was like, just out of the blue. It was like, yeah, we have a deal with Crunchyroll for an anime series, a multi-part series or something. Okay.
I'm actually curious what that's going to be, because that could be interesting.
Could be very interesting. So yeah, that's very cool for them. That's another way for them to drive revenue with new material. And that's key. They're going to be creating a bunch of new material that they can sell off to people, like Crunchyroll or Amazon or Apple TV in the near future. So keep on the lookout for new original WWE content.
I mean, honestly, if they wanted to bring back Camp WWE, I wouldn't be opposed to that, but I think that's a pipe dream at this point.
I think that one's a pipe dream, but maybe something like it.
Maybe something like it. We'll have to see. Kenny Dykstra also announced his retirement, so congratulations to him. He's officially done with professional wrestling.
So hold on. My question is, what he was still wrestling?
I think he was trying.
Actually, no. He actually, when House of Hardcore was running, he was actually doing some shows with them. They reunited the Spirit Squad and everything, stuff like that.
Minus one member.
Minus one member. I think it was him and Mikey were doing it.
I think so, but I'm not sure. But yeah, no, it's so he's officially done.
He is officially. He made some good investments, as he said, and he's able to hang up the boots.
That's good for him, though. That's awesome.
Yeah. I remember how everyone thought he was going to be like the big breakout star of the Spirit Squad, not Dolph Ziggler.
I forget what happened. Didn't he get hurt? Isn't that what happens?
I don't remember.
Something happened because, yeah, he was going to be the big breakout star, and then he either had, like, a scandal, or he pissed somebody off.
I would assume he probably pissed someone off.
And then he was never heard or seen from again. I think he made somebody mad. Didn't he make Hunter mad?
Probably.
It was, like, either, I think it was either Hunter or Cena. Or I might be confusing A-Rai with Kenny Dykstra.
That might be what you're doing.
I don't know. But yeah, he was supposed to be the big thing, and then all of a sudden he wasn't, and he was just gone. So we'll have to see. But congratulations to him. MLW has announced a TV deal with Vice TV, so that's cool.
Yeah, more outlets for programming for MLW. So Vice Land, Vice TV will be their new home for their television series. So that's good for them. And they're gonna go back on the road in July, and I think they're doing a show here in Philly with a live crowd.
That'll be fun. That'll be very fun. I'm going to skip over the next two stories
to
kind of bring it back. AJ Mendez has been named one of the screenwriters for the upcoming Untitled 47 Ronin sequel for Universal 1440 Entertainment. So that's really cool. Go, yeah, AJ.
Her and Punk really got into this comic thing. So.
Well, I think they're both extremely passionate about it, and I think for her, it is obviously a huge creative outlet for her, because she has a lot of freedom in terms of what she's able to write. Obviously, they want to keep her within specific parameters, but I think she really is allowed to do what she wants to do with the project. So mm-hmm. I think she really, you know, obviously she really enjoys it, and getting to write the 47 run and stuff, that's really cool.
That's really cool for her.
So congratulations to her. Ian Riccaboni has re-signed with Ring of Honor.
Cool. The voice of Ring of Honor will stay the voice of Ring of Honor. He took over for Kevin Kelly when he went to New Japan.
Ding. And then moving on to Impact Wrestling, our final two stories. Well, there's actually one more I want to mention after this, but Neva has left Impact Wrestling for somewhere.
She just left. It was announced this week that she was leaving Impact Wrestling, so
good for her.
Yeah, that's
congratulations.
That's all I gotta say. Hopefully bigger and better things are upon her.
And then tying into our question of the night a little bit, which we're talking about here in the back half of the show, Mauro Ranallo has been tapped to call the Kenny Omega Rich Swann main event at Impact Rebellion. That's pretty cool. This marks Mauro's return to professional wrestling after he left NXT last year.
Yeah, so he's... Ha ha! Interesting. Alright. Yeah, this is a big return to wrestling, and he's calling only Omega and Swann. He voiced over some video packages, but he's only there to do Kenny Omega and Rich Swann. So there you go.
Oh!
But that's not even the O I was just making comment about. We'll talk about that later. Anyway.
Are we mentioning that, or
no,
are we not
no,
mentioning?
Okay. No.
Alright, so there is one story we do have to mention. It broke today. I do want to talk about it real quick. Because it's kind of a how dare you and then an attaboy at the end. So WWE let go of 10 people last week. And it was very unfortunate. It was very sad. And they had, you know, things to wrap up. And so what they did is mainly for the women that got let go, they had to send them their gear that they kept in the trunks at the shows because they keep their gear at the shows. I think they travel with the ladies' gear. For some reason.
It's probably not their full gear, but it's like bits and pieces, whatever it be, and like their makeups and all the different stuff that they would need. The little things.
Yeah, I think they have, I think I've seen that trunk because it's generally by makeup when we see the reality shows. And I think they keep the ring coats and that kind of stuff as well, because I've seen like Taker stuff hanging up in there. I don't think they necessarily travel with their ring gear when they're traveling. I think that stuff goes on like the trucks. And for like the TV stuff, and then they have like their house show stuff, but I think like the really good pristine gear stays in the trunks. But that doesn't matter. It's tangent. So anyways, they had to get stuff back to people basically. So somebody, we don't know who.
Oh, we may know who, but yeah.
Yeah. We may know who, but somebody.
No, did you see the next thing?
God damn it, I'm trying to talk.
Somebody made a mistake and decided to ship gear home in a box in a trash bag.
Yeah, somebody made that call. Sorry. Anyway, so yeah, so somebody decided to pack everything up. They threw it in a trash bag. They threw it in a box with a label, with a name on the trash bag, and then they sent it to the person.
Multiple people. Mickey James, mentioned her name because she posted it out.
On Instagram
and Twitter. Tagging Vince. She was not the only one. Multiple women received the same packages this year and previous years.
Yeah, and some people didn't even get the right stuff.
Yeah.
Like, some people got the incorrect items. And so, needless to say, everybody was very upset. Obviously, the recipients of the boxes were insulted. They were pissed, and it is not the right way to treat anybody at all to just throw their shit in a trash bag and send it to them in a box. Especially if it's the wrong stuff. Like, that just demonstrates a level of carelessness and disregard that really should not be there, considering what your talent do for you and how much work they put in. Like, I still don't understand why they let go of people, but they felt the need, and so they did let go of people. I feel like when you do that, because it's you let go of them for a specific reason, it's not that they did anything wrong. It's that, oh, hey, we had to do budget cuts, so we're cutting contracts. That's not their fault that you're cutting contracts. And you should treat them, you should treat everybody with the respect that they deserve. But it's like, especially in this case, because it's like, you took their job away from them because of a budget cut. It's not because they did anything wrong. It's not because they pissed you off. It's because you guys were like, hey, we don't have enough money to pay you, so bye. Which is pretty rude to begin with. And then you're like, hey, we're just going to throw your stuff in a trash bag and we're just going to send it to you in a box. And yeah, go F yourself. That's pretty much what it was. And it was really improper. And very disgusting, honestly, that they did that. And I think Mickey was the only one to... Well, no, Mickey wasn't the only one to publicly post about it. Or did... No, She was the only one that put it out, but she cited that several other people had had the same problem, right?
Other people have come out and said it. Okay. Maria Kanellis is another name who is backing it up. But she was not one who got the box, but maybe years ago got the box.
Maybe last year she got the box.
We'll see.
And it did happen last year, and it was let go last year, probably because either nobody knew, nobody had the balls tag Vince.
There you go. That's the answer. No one had the balls to tag Vince.
Mickie James, on the other hand, got a lover, tags Vince, and immediate action was taken on WWE's part. Triple H put out an announcement that the person responsible was let go immediately today.
Yeah.
Like, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Get your ass out of our building now. Kind of fired.
Not going to name names, but there are names.
There are names. We're not going to say who they are because it's not 100% confirmed.
No one's attached to this yet.
But there are rumors.
Okay, yeah, it's the second name I showed you.
Okay. God damn it. I liked him too. That's rude. Sir, I'm not going to say the name, but sir, come on. How could you do that to people? How? Especially given your position. Like, what the crap? Damn. That's cold.
If you watched any reality show they have in the Total Divas, Total Bellas category,
He's there. that's bad. It's so bad. So yeah, anyway, so good on Triple H and Vince and everybody for handling this in the proper manner that it deserves. And I know people are like, hey, that's not enough that this person got fired. What else do you want them to do? I'm sure they have apologized privately for this. I mean, if they wanted to release a public apology, they probably could, but they're not going to. So just, you know, let's all be thankful they handled it because they didn't have to.
Things are changing. So that would explain why Maria mentioned comments in 2010. Things like that were happening too. So he's been around a while.
Yeah.
sorry, chat. Like, all of this break, like, the story she was talking about happened earlier today, but all the names or
yeah, the names are just now starting to come out.
Shake-up names were just dropping as we were talking about legit, like, right now.
On Twitter. So until it's, like, 100% confirmed, which it's never going to be, we are not going to say who it is. But very disappointing if it's true. Very, very, very disappointing. So, yeah. So moving on, let's do NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Just start with Index. Just go.
Y'all, we had advancement. And it was glorious. So, Index. Everybody's favorite ship. Never mind that, you know, he's a stalker psychopath and she is indie. We all ship it. And Beth Phoenix is the captain of our ship. She is driving it. She is trying so hard to get your girl laid. She succeeded once. She was trying to succeed again tonight. And we had plenty of Dexter Lumis Indy Hartwell interaction on this show, which started with Dexter Lumis. He had a wrestling match against one LA Knight. They were having a really good match until Indy Hartwell stumbled her way out to ringside to watch her beloved wrestle. And Dexter was transfixed. And LA just kept getting in his way. He kept having to beat up LA Knight because he kept trying to stare at Indy because they're like walking along, like she's on one side of the railing and he's on the other, and they're walking staring at each other, and she's like making faces at him like ready to kiss him, and she trips and falls and she has to get up, you know, smooth it all over. It's fine. Everything's fine. And then, they're getting ready to kiss and LA Knight gets involved. Dexter's like, damn it! And yeah, this happened through the whole match until, unfortunately,
Dexter's eye caught more of Hartwell and, distraction, face driver, 1-2-3, LA Knight wins, but it's okay.
It's fine. She comforted him.
She gets up on the apron and she puckers up and Dexter gets cock blocked.
by Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano. They tracked Indy down. Mom and Dad came a running, got their daughter, and drug her away from Dexter. They're trying so. I love this dynamic. I love it so much. They're like literally Mom and Dad. And Candice is just like, you get away from him. No, he's bad. Meanwhile, all the rest of us are like, oh, just let him kiss. And Candice is like, no, he's bad news. He kidnapped your brother, remember? Look at what he did to your brother. He turned your brother into a himbo. Do you want that? No.
So then they were backstage, interviewed by Mackenzie and with Indy, and the three of them interrupt, and no, you're not talking to her. No, no. No more gossip. Bronson Reed showed up, and then Austin Theory called Johnny Gargano Papa John, and apparently it's Austin Theory and Bronson Reed, and if Bronson wins, he gets a shot at Johnny.
Yeah, the way that this transpires is Bronson wants Johnny Gargano, and Austin Theory's like, nope, you have to go through me first, and if you go through me, then you get Johnny, and Bronson's like, okay. And Johnny's like, what are you doing? He pinned you! Stop it! No! Just stop it! So Johnny gets in a little trouble there, and, well, they walk off, and Candice and Indy are walking together, and, well, Indy gets a little distracted because standing in a little room with frosted glass, almost up to the ceiling, except for, like, maybe a foot below, is Dexter Lumis, and all you see are his two eyes peering out through the glass, and Indy stops and goes in the little room with Dexter.
Yeah.
And leaves Candice all on her own, where she runs into Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart, and she's talking all kinds of smack, and they're like, yeah, 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 and, you know, she's referring to we and us and the fact that Indy's still there because she's no idea that her daughter has abandoned her, and then she realizes, you know, after she's knocked Shotzi's water out of her hand, that Indy isn't there, and then she proceeds to get beat up.
Yeah, and then Candice finds Austin and Johnny. Indy shows up. Says not only did she not only got to see Dexter backstage, but she also saw Regal, and they got a title shot against Ember and Shotzi. Candice, they're all excited except for Candice, who's just licking her wounds.
You are so grinded when we get home. Like, poor Candice, she's just like trying with everybody, and like nobody's listening. I'm kind of with Ash. Whoever's booking the Index storyline. Like, I have a funny feeling how it's going to end, but I hope it doesn't end that way. Like, I hope she's not messing with him. Like, I really kind of want her to just, like, leave the wrestlings and go off and be with Dexter, and they live happily ever after, and Dexter reforms his ways, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But yeah, the continuation of this story was just fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, it was really cool. Also on the show, Breezango lost to the Grizzled Young Veterans. They paid tribute to the British Guards.
They did a little, I guess, Prince Philip tribute.
I guess so.
They were dressed up as, yeah, mm-hmm. The British Guards.
So as Sarai, I believe, is that how you pronounce her name?
I think so, yeah.
Was arriving, met with William Regal. Zoe Stark ran up and said, I would like to fight her. So Sarai and Zoe Stark had a pretty solid match.
It was actually pretty good, yeah. It was very enjoyable. It's a good little intro match for Sarai, and it helped Zoe Stark's shine, so I had no problems with this. I just love how Zoe's like, I want to adopt her. Can I adopt her? And fight her, please? And she just smiles at Regal, and Regal's like, I can't resist that face.
Yeah. Sarai won the match. Afterwards, Zoe was attacked by Toni Storm, who is a little upset from what happened a couple weeks ago at TakeOver Kickoff. And Sarai backed her away.
Toni! Calm down. It's fine. It's just fine. But we have to talk about the opening on this show.
Oh, we're going to get there. We'll get through some of the matches before we do that.
Okay.
Kushida had an open challenge. Only Lorcan accepted. NXT Cruiserweight title was on the line. Kushida beat Only Lorcan. Solid match. You had Santos come out after the match. You had his crew as well. You had MSK showed up as backup. Solid little stuff right there. Imperium beat Ever-Rise. Quick little match.
Mm-hmm.
You had Drake Maverick running with Killian Dane, but Killian wanted no part of Maverick, it seemed. Didn't want Maverick to get... No, he didn't want Maverick to get involved in whatever he was doing, so something's going on there between Killian and Imperium.
And I'm here to find out what.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just... I'm just don't know what it is yet.
We had a backstage interview with Io Shirai and Beth Phoenix.
Which was really good.
Pretty solid stuff. She talked about how she needs rest, and she had a tough title reign, and she'll come back for her rematch down the road. And then Frankie Monet and her dog showed up, and
I want that dog.
Frankie wants to take Io's spot, and Io was like, I like cats.
And then I think she posted a picture of her with a cat out on social.
She did. That was good. Raquel was interviewed. She wants to be a more dominant champion than Io was. And Mackenzie brought up Mercedes Martinez wants the title shot. And, you know, it's like everyone can line up, and one by one, she'll take them all down. And apparently it's going to be Dakota and Mercedes at some point. So that's cool.
That's very cool. I'm here for that.
So let's talk about the opening segment, shall we?
Oh my god, this was so good. I hate how good this was, but this was so entertaining.
Kyle O'Reilly came out dressed in his denim jacket that he's been wearing since 2005. There were people who were upset because he looked like Orange. Orange Cassidy is the only one who wore denim. That's why he had to put it out. So he talked about happy that Adam Cole's behind him. He says it's time to move on from Adam Cole and take over time. You need a killer instinct to thrive in NXT, and he wants to reach his goals, and has this new killer instinct. He decides to go after the workhorse title, the North America Championship. He said he can also take his killer instinct to go after the top championship. You know, the one Karrion Kross holds.
Kyle, no.
This brought out...
He will eat you.
This brought out Cameron Grimes. Cameron's like, I made a killing on DraftKings and bet on O'Reilly to win because O'Reilly was an underdog in the betting lines. Grimes like, I like this new look, this cool Kyle look. He said he brought up, he make up his own cryptocurrency, and they both did the whole, to the moon! Because he got a good tip on the doggy coins. And Kyle's like, you know, I've been searching around for an opponent. So, you know, he's looking around. Cameron's like, what? It's not me, right? No. And then Kyle puts on the glasses and it's like, oh, it's you! Left him laying.
I really hate how much I love this. I love rich asshole Cameron Grimes. What?
It's fantastic.
It's so good. Like, I know it's stupid, right? I know everybody's probably like, oh my gosh, this is like the stupidest thing ever, but I love it. Because he's just owning the shit out of it. Like, that's the thing, is he's just, it's so simple, and it's so effective, and he does it so well. If they could find him a shirt, I would be really happy. But the fact that he's just walking around in this cheap, because that's what it looks like, brown suit with no shirt and a pleather top hat, and he's just, like, bragging about how much money he has is just fantastic. And then on the flip side, you have cool Kyle. I didn't think Kyle O'Reilly looked like Orange Cassidy at all.
It was the glasses and the denim jacket. That was what people were.
But I didn't get that vibe off of it at all. Like, see Kyle O'Reilly and you see how he dresses in real life, that is how that man dresses.
I know, but for people are protective of that group, that company.
Everybody can wear denim jackets. It's a multifaceted thing. It's a neutral. It goes with pretty much everything. But anyway, I liked, this was a better impression for the Kyle O'Reilly gimmick, because obviously this is coming out of TakeOver. This is really the recovery from it, because he wasn't necessarily on that much last week. I do like how they showed, I'm not sure if they showed it on the show, but they definitely put it out on social, where they were talking about the aftermath of TakeOver, and they had a video of Adam and Kyle leaving TakeOver, and they had them on stretchers together, leaving the building together to be taken to a medical facility, and Adam is just screaming at Kyle that he will have his revenge the whole way. Like, there's 20 EMTs there, and Adam McCole is just like, we're not done, this isn't over, this isn't finished, I'm gonna get you, I'll get you my pretty and your little dog too, kind of shit. Like, it was just great. It's so good. So I love that they have, like, this follow-up with Kyle where he's like, yeah, no, I'm done. We're done with that. I've moved on with my life. I'm good. So, yeah, I'm liking the new stuff for Kyle so far. But Kyle wasn't done.
No. We'll get to more Kyle, but we need a little bit more Cameron first.
Yeah, because Cameron went all in on an NFT. Or he tried to.
And he was the winning bid. Until the auction closed and someone outbid him afterwards. Man known as Ted DiBiase, the first little teaser.
So the Million Dollar Man is coming for Cameron Grimes.
Who he did mention he has headed to NXT.
He did say that in an interview, so I hope he really helps Cameron mentor, or helps to mentor Cameron with the character. Not that I feel like Cameron really needs a lot of mentorship with it, but...
It's a good interaction for him.
But it, yeah, it's a good little duo for them, and it will help Cameron just take that to the next level. Because DiBiase has his own style and his own flair, especially with the Million Dollar Man gimmick. Like, there's just nobody that can even come close to duplicating it, especially that laugh. Like, top five villain laughs of all time.
Oh, God. Imagine
Ted DiBiase.
The laugh balance going to happen between the two of them.
Oh, my God. It's going to be insane and stupid, and I can't wait. But, yeah, I'm actually excited to see what they do between Cameron and DiBiase just a little bit. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of when they do stuff like this, but if they do it right, it's really, really well done, or it's really, really good, I should say. So I'm hoping that they do it properly between the two, and they execute it okay.
So as Cool Kyle was headed for his match, he ran into somebody.
Karrion and Scarlett were conveniently waiting for Cool Kyle as he was headed to the ring, and there was a moment, there was a flirtation. And I sat here and screamed at the TV the whole time, Kyle, no. Kyle, he will kill you. He will eat you. Please, no. Don't do that. Just stay away from them. You don't need to go there with it. But he's going to go there with it. So here we are. At some point. Not tonight. Or not Tuesday night. Which, by the way, before we talk about the main event, is it screwing with anybody else that NXT is on Tuesdays?
Yes.
Like... I woke up Wednesday morning and I had a minor freak out because I was like, oh my God, we don't have a discussion for the show. We're going live tonight and Rock and I haven't even talked about it yet. And it's like, I almost sent him a message Wednesday morning of, oh my God, we don't have a discussion for tonight. And then I sat there for a minute and I was like,
wait,
it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
You know what that means. Like, I did. I had a small little freakout because NXT was on Wednesdays forever. Like, pretty much from its inception. So,
since
like, at least on the network.
Since 2013, 2014?
So, what, 7 years? I've watched NXT for 7 years on freaking Wednesdays, yep. And now it's on a Tuesday, and it's just completely throwing off my schedule and completely messing with everything. Like, I have to get used to this. I know it's only the second week. But, yeah, it's messing with me. So, yeah, anyway, main event, Kyle O'Reilly.
Cameron Grimes, really good.
This was so entertaining. I mean, if they want to become friends after this, and they just want to run around and be idiots, I would be fine with that. But, yeah, this was a really great showing for Cameron.
This showed he how good he can work.
Because it's been a long time since we've seen Cameron actually, like, really wrestle, like, pretty much from the Dexter Lumis stuff. And I know he was recovering from an injury, so they've had him on TV, but they haven't really had him have a lot of, like, physical, in quotations, interactions and wrestling matches. Like, they've kind of been taking it easy on him, but this was, like, a really good showing for him. Obviously, Kyle is Kyle, and he looked fantastic. But I think this was more to show off what Cameron can do in the ring, because it has been a minute. And I liked that. I liked this pairing.
And also gave Kyle a challenge in the main event, which is good. Really good quality main event.
Yeah, I enjoyed this a bunch, and I wouldn't mind seeing it again, or really a full-blown feud. I'd be down for a feud between the two. Or, like I said, if they want to become friends and they just want to run around and be stupid, I'm good with that. But yeah, Kyle got Karrion's attention, and Karrion was waiting. And Karrion is waiting, so whenever Kyle decides that, well, he wants to try, Karrion's there. Which, honestly, a feud between Kyle and Karrion, I'm here for that. That will be curious to see how they do that.
Indeed.
But with that, I say we take a break. So when we come back, y'all, we're not talking a pay-per-view. We are doing Question of the Night, and it's actually is kind of a pay-per-view, but it's not a full pay-per-view. So our Question of the Night is as follows.
This Sunday, AEW World Champion Kenny Omega battles Impact World Champion Rich Swann in a title versus title match. Why doesn't this matchup feel like a big deal?
We're going to talk about it after the break. We're also going to be doing Tweet of the Week, so you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday nights, midnight-ish Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Mondays. Once Monday Night Raw ends, join us for the Monday Night Raw post show.
Today I have something super serious to talk to you about.
Join us as we break down all the highs, the lows, and all the holy f- moments that go down every single Monday night.
Exercise!
It's the Raw post show, Monday nights 11 p.m. Eastern.
Do I have your attention now?
Streaming live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
Did you know you can use support a creator code RockinSock in the Fortnite item shop? That's RockinSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, and you're listening to Rack Radio.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use that here if you like. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free for 30 days. It really is that simple. You can also follow the channel, or you can just hang out. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. Rock, I just need you to know that's what we're discussing in chat is all I want to talk about right now, but we can't.
We can't. We'll talk about it later.
Damn it. There's gossip to be had, and I can't have it right now.
No, but there's more that I haven't even told you yet.
Oh, hail. All right.
Tweet of the week.
Tweet of the week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, it cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alright, so this goes all the way back to April 6th. This is pre-mania tweets because it's been a hot minute since we have done Tweet of the Week.
So I'm looking back, mine goes back to April 1st.
I started April 6th. So alright, the low-key trailer... I've set this one up. The low-key trailer had just dropped for this tweet. Andrea Towers. Low-key, I know what this place is. Me too. It's the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, and it's a picture of the actual, like, building that he's looking at, and it is, in fact, the Atlanta Marriott Marquis. And Dragapon responds, but why do you recognize it? And if you are a knower, if you've ever been to Dragon Con, you know that one of the main con hotels for it is the Atlanta Marriott Marquis. So, there you go. Mrs. Indie Wrestling Loomis. So, it starts with a Twitter status from WWE. Does Dexter Loomis also ship Index? And they were asking about NXT TakeOver. And it was for one of the shows, the pre-shows for NXT TakeOver. They're interviewing Dexter Loomis, and he holds up a picture that he's drawn of Indy doing her perfect elbow. Which I love how he just gets away by, like, not talking. It's just great.
It's all facials.
It's all facials. He's so good at it. With the hashtag...
Wait. That sounded wrong.
Phrasing. With the hashtag index on it. And it's a bunch of faces of shocked face, like, screaming type emojis. There's, like, 20 of them there. Beth Phoenix responds, oh my god, it's happening, with the gif of The Office. Like, she's freaking out because, like I said, Mom is the captain of this ship. Indy responds, I can't be cool. And Beth immediately goes in to help her adopted daughter. She's like, you got this. Next TV, just make eye contact. But not too much eye contact. Just enough to let him know you're looking, but not looking. You don't want to look like you're looking, or him to think that you're looking. Look, but don't look. Got it? And Indy responds, but I am looking, and she puts a gif of her fanning herself. Candace jumps in, oh my gosh, stop! Stop it! And then Beth just comes in, and she's like, damn it, the smoldering icy stare. We need reinforcements. And it's a picture of Dwight from The Office. New plan. Mm-hmm. Jessica Blevins from Dark Clones. Not 100% if this is the streamer at Jessica Blevins on Twitter and wife of Ninja, but if it is, I just wanted to say that I'm a huge fan of you two. I've tuned in to your streams and even bought Team Ninja merch. Tell Ninja that Dr. Lupo and Tim the Tatman are bots from a big fan / Amazon delivery driver at Dark Clones. Jessica responds, thank you for all you've done during this pandemic. And she actually, that's the note that she tweeted out. Tim responds, I am a bot. That's true. Dr. Lupo, same, honestly. Sarah O'Connell with a picture of Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke walking to the ring at WrestleMania where Mandy slips and falls. The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Mandy Rose enters.
One fall.
Two falls. Phil Strom, it's been a long time, but this is a rabbit crowd for WrestleMania for the Bad Bunny match.
Yeah,
anyway,
I got that.
The bunnies. Ariel Hawani, Bad Bunny, greater than Pat McAfee. True. Pete Dunne, War Games. I mean, if they wanted to do Bad Bunny versus Pat McAfee in a War Games style match, I think we'd all be here for it. I don't think you could get them to do it, but I think we'd all be on board. Courage JD.
Mm-hmm.
Streamers / YouTubers I could beat in a fight. Nadeshot, Ninja, Dr. Lupo, Tim the Tatman, Symphony, Nick Merckx, XQC, Symphony again, Cash Nasty, Ms. Kiff, Noah J456, Marcel, Symphony a third time, and Ludwig. Marcel just responds with a laughing and clapping tweet, because he's like, yeah, no. Laserbeam, didn't list me because I clap you. Ms. Kip, 1v1 me boxing match, 100 Thieves versus OTK. Ludwig, Avengers Assemble, if you know, you know. Dr. Lupo, Jack, you're a human square. This tweet ain't it. By the way, twitch.tv/Dr. Lupo. Thanks, bro. Ms. Kip again, look, bud, if you wanted some interactions with your tweet, all you needed to do was ask. Jack responds, baiting replies work perfectly. My punches would slip off your bald egg head. Symphony replies with the video of Courage, old Courage, or I should say young Courage, trying to kick a pillow and missing. And Courage responds, you be that pillow. Streamers get together. It's so, so much fun.
It is.
Like that Lupo called him a human square.
Was it a white square?
Maybe. Gentleman Jervis. A few years ago, I asked Colt Cabana for advice about how fans who say really mean things in social media. He said, If it is in your mentions, you are well within your rights to respond. If they didn't tag you, ignore it. It's not meant for you. This is why I don't vanity search. Nerd Content replies, good advice from Colt Cabana. Colt Cabana responds, oh, I already saw this tweet by vanity searching.
Well done.
So NXT tweets out about, you know, the 8-man match that we saw last week featuring The Way and, you know, Dexter and Bronson and Shotzi and Ember. And she just goes CC at Beth Phoenix. And Beth responds, like the good mom that she is, yes, I'll get with production on mood lighting. Oh, and rose petals. Maybe some romantic music in the background. Bronson Reed tweets out, big Bronny gonna get his hands on little Johnny. Indy responds, and little Indy gonna get her hands on big Dex. She thirsty! Our girl is thirsty!
Yeah, she is.
In response to Charlotte Flair getting suspended and fined on Monday Night Raw, Jason Ayers, who is one of the WWE refs, had this to reply. Hey, you guys probably have the stroke to get that put in the referee party planning committee fund, right? We could get a whole lot of zebra cakes for $100,000.
I like the name one with zebra cake.
Yeah. It's appropriate. And they're, if you're into that kind of trash food, they're actually very good. Zebra cakes are better than Twinkies. There, I said it.
Ooh.
Anyway, but Star Cookies, the Star Crunch cookies outweigh them. Kelly Knox. In reference to The Mandalorian. Remember the fairy droid in the final episode of the first season of The Mandalorian? It's actually a robot because they're in a boat and he's their gondola.
Yeah. I see what they did there. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes me a little sad Brent wasn't here for that. WWE and Fox. The single best quote in WWE history is Kathy Kelly. Hey guys, Kathy Kelly here.
I saw that. Made me laugh.
Put yourself over, Kathy. Put yourself over. And finally, future Dave Meltzer. As part of WWE's new deal with Crunchyroll, Matt Bloom is being prepared for a comeback under the name Lord Hentai.
God damn it. I saw that one too and I favored it.
Do it.
You probably saw it because I liked it and you liked it. That's probably how that happened.
I had to say it first.
I know. God damn it. That was my closer.
Well, I stole your closer.
God damn it.
So, go on.
It's not just the same anyway. Scrolling all the way back down. Oh, it's PM. This is really going to be Cypher PK in 2 years. All his YouTube channels. Main channel, Cypher PK. Second channel, more Cypher PK. Third channel, Cypher Plays. Fourth channel, Cypher Shorts. Fifth channel, Cypher Goes Outside. Sixth channel, Cypher Fitness. Seventh channel, Cypher's Dating Advice. Eighth channel, Cypher PK 8. Theo channel. I mean, that's probably going to be accurate.
That's probably going to be very accurate.
Jericho, not Chris Jericho, Jericho. Tucker. I'm joining Team Pfizer today, 4 weeks until all my homies can kiss me again. Dr. Lupo, dibs.
Lupo, you whore.
Cloaksy, do I join an org? Tim Tapman, drunk bitch. Cloaksy replied, come on, go back. Goes, bald bitch. Dr. Lupo, you guys have the cutest pets names for each other. I mean, they do.
They do, they really do.
John C. tweeted, keeping bad people close to you is a surefire way to keep good people away from you. Caleb Braxton quote tweeted and said, I read this as bald people and I still sat here nodding in agreement. Yep. Golden Boy. Today is National Deep Dish Pizza Day. ! GTFO? There's only one way to eat pizza. # National Bread Casserole Day, more like it. Yes, I woke up and chose violence today. That's how you fold the pizza. DiGiorno goes, where did this image come from? Golden Boy, Google. I just need an example. I fold all my pizza. DiGiorno social media person. And he's typed out in all caps. DiGiorno in all caps. We are not judging you. Crying emoji. Golden Boy in all caps. Glad we are on the same side of history. And then loud noises gif. DiGiorno shouting on a Monday. Yep, those are things that happen. The Esports Observer put out that Tim the Tatman became the first global brand ambassador for Herman Miller. Raven Software, the people behind COD, go, congrats, Tim. Spectating teammates will be more comfortable than ever before. Ouch. Kathy Kelly. I already texted WWE Music so I can get the rights to the UE theme. Gonna have it play for my dog every time I come home. Kathy Kelly, winner, winner, Chick-fil-A for dinner at Kyle O'Reilly. And then she puts out a picture of said gift card. Because I still have an unused Chick-fil-A gift card from the Undisputed Era guys when they gave it for Christmas 1 year. First time they were nice to me. Because the nostalgia is more important than any amount of chicken nuggets and sauce anyone could ever buy.
I mean, that is true.
That was very nice. Renee Paquette. People complain about adulting, but earlier today I proclaimed I was going to have pancakes for dinner, and I just made and ate said pancakes. It's not bad. Follow your dreams. She has a cookbook out, y'all, or coming out on May 18th. You should buy it.
Yeah. You should totally buy it.
Totally buy it, May 18th. Buy it. We're probably going to review it. So buy it. May 18th. Buy it. Kotaku. Sega. You might want to choose a different font, and it's for the game Final Battle that looks like it says, what? Tim A. Yep. Totally saw Anal Battle as I was scrolling my feed. Golden Boy. Yep. Now I can't see it. I can't unsee it. I wonder how that would go. Tim A goes, do you really want to know, with a gif of a train driving through a small hole? Ryan Sen. Do you throw your socks away if there's a hole in them? Hurricane Helms. All my socks have holes in them. That's how I put them on.
I mean, fair point.
Tony Jones. Can confirm through league sources that Dwayne Wade is purchasing an ownership share of the Utah Jazz. Woj ESPN first with the news. Addie Joseph. Not the first Chicago shooting guard to own the Utah Jazz. Oh, that was a Michael Jordan joke. Caleb Braxton. When you still look like you're 18, it's not your best interest to joke about not being 21 to the server when they ask you if you're 21. She just called the manager over to verify my ID. Thanks? Santos Escobar. So Eddie vs. Malenko is on Peacock TV. They're tearing it. The crowd starts chanting ECW. My son, born 2011, sneaks up behind me and starts chanting NXT, NXT, NXT. I'll leave this here. That makes me sad. Not that the NXT chant is bad. It was ECW long before it was NXT, NXT. And finally, Gary Cassidy. Why is Mick Foley's weekly shopping bill so low? Because he doesn't buy Coca-Cola. He always goes for the cheap pop.
I hate that I laughed at that. I hate it here so much.
Tweet of the week. All right, let's talk about our question night segment, shall we?
Let's discuss.
Okay, this Sunday, Impact Wrestling is presenting a pay-per-view called Rebellion. This used to be in back when we watched Impact Wrestling, or TNA Wrestling back in the day, was Lockdown Weekend. Many, many moons ago. It's been a long time since it was Lockdown Weekend. It's been like a couple of years. But back when you and I were watching it on the regular, that's what it was. Every match
was
in recapping. But even before we recapped it, it was, you know, from this exception, April was Lockdown Month.
Oh, yeah.
So this Sunday, it's Rebellion. Live on pay-per-view in Fight TV, maybe. They're going to have a match between AEW World Champion Kenny Omega and Impact World Champion Rich Swann, title versus title. I've been sitting here for a few days, actually, thinking about, this doesn't feel big. Like, on paper, it should feel really big, right? You have two guys from two different companies battling title versus title. And I thought about a few reasons why. One, you look at where Impact Wrestling was 5, 6, 7 years ago when you were recapping brother, 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 brother promos.
But you look at where it was even a few years ago where it was near bankruptcy.
Right. But I'm talking...
They were selling everything off.
They were selling everything, but I'm talking about viewership-wise. Back then, they were doing... There was an audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
7 years ago. Now, it's like they're lucky 100,000, 130,000 viewers on Access, which it's fine, but, you know, it's not the same. It's not the same as it once was. That's number one. Number two, Rich Swann just doesn't feel like an Impact guy. He doesn't feel like a main eventer. And I know, like, because we watched him in WWE and how he was positioned has a lot to do with it. But I've watched some Impact shows and I've watched some of the pay-per-views and it's just, he doesn't feel like a big deal. Like, when you want to cross promotion, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want big names involved. Kenny Omega, Rich Swann, while on paper will be a good match in front of nobody. I think that's part of the problem, too. It's going to be, you know, like close set, no fans and whatnot. It just, there's something missing from it. I don't know why.
And granted, I don't necessarily watch either product, but I can just tell you based on what I've seen that there hasn't been what I feel like is an equal amount of promotion in terms of Impact really benefiting from the AEW partnership. AEW is obviously benefiting a great deal from it. They're getting, you know, talent, and they're getting to run their stupid little commercials or whatever it is they're doing on Impact, and they're getting, obviously, a title versus title match in which it is highly likely that Kenny Omega is going to win, and then he's going to be able to parade the Impact title around on AEW. But on the flip side, Impact really hasn't gotten any kind of promotion from AEW. They haven't really gotten any talent outside of Kenny Omega, which that's certainly a great get, but, like, you know, you haven't seen the same benefits been applied to Impact. And I think that's kind of part of the problem is it feels very one-sided in terms of the relationship. And I feel like AEW is taking a lot and Impact's not getting enough in return to really balance it. Because this, like you said, this should be huge because it really is in terms of the wrestling industry. Because for a long time, long, 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 long time, really from the get-go, more or less, of a lot of these companies, the doors, as they were closed.
The forbidden door
was closed. And so, you know, Impact was their own entity. ROH was their own entity. WWE is their own entity. AEW is their own entity. And you don't have this kind of cross-promotion occurring. So AEW really did kick down that door in terms of going to Impact or Impact going to AEW. I don't know who called who first. But really, them agreeing, hey, let's work together. Instead of working against each other, instead of trying to compete against each other, let's work together. Let's see what we can do. And that has created something new and different and innovative in the wrestling industry where you have two rival companies working together in partnership and in tandem where they are both benefiting, one more than the other, with talent and promotion and that kind of thing. So it's a huge moment. It's a big deal to have one company's champion versus another company's champion as they are the actual sitting champions. It's not like anybody has left one company and they're going over to the other. And this is like, oh, this is the former Impact champion. No, this is the sitting current Impact heavyweight champion against the sitting current AEW world champion. Like, that's it. That's what this is. It's huge. It's big.
But it doesn't feel it.
It doesn't feel it because I just feel like, in part, the promotion hasn't been there. You haven't really seen a lot for it.
So let me drop some stuff that kind of makes it. Everyone made a big deal. Oh my God, there was an Impact commercial on during Dynamite last night. That's big. That's big for Impact, right?
That's great.
That's great. They've been working together for months now. One commercial. Then you've had Tony Khan buy his spots on Impact, right? For his 4-minute ads or whatever, where he gets, which I don't think he's doing anymore since they moved to Thursday, so it doesn't benefit them anymore. Because you got the Tuesday promotion to the Wednesday promotion, which was smart. But then you spent the entire time belittling that company. So you're already degrading the competition, not building them up. Which I understand is the angle they were going for, trying to make him Tony Khan, Forbidden Door, make him egotistical. I get it. But from a viewer standpoint, why should I buy into this? Like, why should I buy this pay-per-view? And they didn't, like, you had a live television show last night, and you didn't put over the match. Your world champion is in action Sunday, on pay-per-view. I know it's not your company, but it's your world champion. If you're going to make this, if you want us to buy into this, make us care a little bit. I know they've gotten the Good Brothers out of it, and Impact had Private Party for a match or two. Like, it hasn't, this big thing that started, what was it, the end of December? Something like that? Or beginning of the new year, whatever it was. I think it was the beginning of the new year. Where it's like, this was a big to-do, has felt dropped, they dropped the ball. Like, it started out, oh my God, it's cool, this is awesome, the two companies are going back and forth, and now it's showtime. Big time match, this is what it's been building to, but Kenny's appeared on TV off and on. No one's talking about it. Like, there's no chatter. Like, everyone gets up in arms about all this stuff, but there's no chatter. Like, because no one's watching Impact. Like, that's part of the problem. No one. We'll go by numbers, right? 1.1 million people watched Dynamite this week, right? Probably 150,000 people watched 1.1 watched Dynamite. 150,000 watched Impact. That's a big drop off.
Yeah.
That's the issue. It's not like there's internet and internet talk, but there's no one watching it. No one's talking about it. There's no buzz. Like, Sunday people will talk about it, but it will go by and Kenny or Rich will win. I mean,
It would be cool if Rich Swann won the title and it would be an actual big deal, but if Kenny wins, there'll probably be some schmoz and no one actually wins. That's probably how it's going to officially end, I would assume. Because I can't see Impact just handing over the belt, because then Kenny would have to lose the belt. Unless he vacates the belt, then this whole thing was pointless. I don't know. But it just doesn't feel like a big... I wish it felt like a big deal. I wish it made me want to tune in Sunday and go, this is going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. It just doesn't have it. Ash, it's not abysmal viewership because they're on a network that doesn't have a high traction. For the network they're on, they're doing great. I'm not trying to downgrade what they're doing. They're doing great for the network they're on. It's they've, because of where they've gone and how they've had to stay afloat, they've had to sacrifice some stuff. That's a story for a different day. I just wish there was someone with like the legacy of Impact to make this feel like crossover important. It sucks that Eric Young got hurt. He got hurt at the last set of TV tapings because he was the world champion for which Rich Swann back at Bound for Glory. Like, Eric Young, I know he would just have come back, but he was a staple of Impact. Like, you could have told the history of Impact through Eric Young. James Storm, like him. Or even a guy like Eddie Edwards, who's been through with Impact for a decade almost now, who has some history. Rich Swann has a year or two under his belt, but he's not to a guy who graduated on the day of the first TNA show. That makes me feel old. But that was the first pay-per-view aired on the day I graduated from high school. Like, you what if this like the story's being told, you want someone with that history who's a part of that company. I don't know. I just wish this was a bigger deal. I wish Sunday felt bigger than champion versus champion, but it just doesn't feel it. And it sucks.
In part two, it's the promotion value too, because you're not seeing anything on it. You're not hearing anybody talking about it. Like, not to bring them into this, but one of the things that WWE does very well is they are a marketing machine. They understand how to market. They understand how to attach this type of feeling. When there is a big match going down, it's everywhere. It's on social. It's on TV. It's you are inundated with everything, with promotion of this is going on, this is happening, and it's right here in your face. With AEW and Impact, you're not seeing that. And for Impact specifically, that's always been their problem. They have not known how to market since day one. They've never been able to pull it off.
No. We know firsthand.
Yeah, we know firsthand. They do not know how to market. They've tried and they've gotten a little bit better at it over the years, especially recently, but they are notoriously bad with their marketing. AEW is better because they have TNT behind them, so they have...
But that's the thing, that's TNT, not AEW.
Right, but they have that sort of marketing juggernaut, and I know AEW goes through an agency, but yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, is like AEW isn't necessarily like inundating you with it. You're not seeing it everywhere. You're
not
seeing it all over social. You're not seeing the commercials for it that are like really hyping up this match, really talking about how big of a deal this is, because it's like Rich Swann has every right to be there in his own right. Would I love to see someone like Eric Young or James Storm in the match? Yes, absolutely. Because like you said, they have the history. They are, I think, the two originals that are left.
Yeah.
I think they are the only ones that were there at the start of the company.
Close to the start of the company as you can get, yeah.
Well, James Storm was on the first show, and he might be the only one.
One who's come and gone and come back again.
Yeah. But it's like, between the two of them, they have the longest tenure there. So it's like, I would love to see them in this, but you know what? I want to see what Rich Swann could do too, because Rich Swann is a name in his own right. But part of what really helps build up the match is the promotion, is getting people excited for it, is talking about what this is and how much this represents in the wrestling industry of change. Like, how important it is to have two world champions, two active sitting world champions face each other. Like, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal, and we should all be excited for it, but we're just not, because I feel like just that story that surrounds it and what leads up to it just isn't there.
No.
And that's part of the problem, is the backstory isn't there. It's just Kenny is challenging because Kenny can challenge. That's what this feels like this is, based on the very limited knowledge that I have, is that it's just Kenny challenging because Kenny can challenge, because part of what they're doing with Kenny is they're having him collect all the titles.
Yeah, he beats... There was some match that allowed Kenny to win to get the title shot or something. That set this whole thing in order. I forget what the match was, but it set it all up. But it's just, I don't know. It just doesn't feel as special as it could be. It's like, it's a history-making moment that will just go down as a footnote in everything that rather than a chapter. So, go watch Impact Wrestling's Rebellion this Sunday live on pay-per-view and Fight TV. Call your local cable providers today for more information.
Ding! And with that, I say we're done.
No Fortnite with friends tonight. It's like 11:30. I'm not in the mood to do more Fortnite. So Fortnite with friends will be live Saturday night. Saturday night afterwards, we'll be seeing RaiderSuperLive.com, GreaterTheGreatDebate.com. Russell Talk Raider returns Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night's Raw Push, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, with another edition of The Rack. You check out The Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Episode 16 now available. Episode 17 will be available right after the Raw Push at 11:30 p.m. Eastern on Monday. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. And wherever you get your podcasts, that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. So did you know if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account? It's called Prime Gaming. If you did, you can do it and click that purple rectangle button. You can help support the channel by just clicking that subscribe button. You can also use creator code ROCKINSACK in the Fortnite item shop or at Lindsay Ward. Why, Lindsay?
Because we are an epic partner. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsward, LNSWRD. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.